headquarters of American Free Press newspaper, and the crime capital of the world. Well, I should be redundant and say to you what everybody else has been saying to you for the last couple of days, Happy New Year, and I do mean that. It's an important year ahead. Well, all years are important, folks, but, you know, time flies. And now we are entering into another year with a very sad milestone reached here the other day with, well, now more than 3,000 Americans dead in Iraq, not to mention many tens of thousands of Americans and Iraqis killed and wounded, combined, that is. And then, of course, we saw the shameful spectacle of the extrajudicial murder of Saddam Hussein the other day, and that's exactly what it is. Saddam Hussein was not a nice guy, but anyone who gets to be the leader of a nation generally is not a nice guy. It's just a matter of how they are treated by the mass media. Those who are liked by the mass media are considered great statesmen, and those who are not are dictators and criminals. So we know what the mass media and the owners of the mass media said about Saddam Hussein, so we have to think that perhaps there was maybe a middle ground there, folks. There's a lot that can be said about Saddam Hussein. I'm going to say a little bit more after the break and go through some news items that are of some interest relating to Iraq and to some other things. But suffice it to say, there was an interesting story I saw here about an American soldier, a medical man, who was basically his job was to keep an eye on Saddam Hussein and make sure that Saddam Hussein didn't kill himself so that he was in good shape when the Americans turned Saddam over to the Iraqis for his extrajudicial murder. And I emphasize extrajudicial murder because it's pretty clear that they set up Saddam for a big takedown. But in any case, you know, when Saddam was in the care of this military nurse, an African-American fellow from St. Louis, Robert Ellis, he said that when Saddam was allowed short visits outside, Saddam would feed the birds from bread crust that he saved from his meals, and Saddam also watered a dusty plot of weed. He told Sergeant Ellis, that's Saddam, that he was a farmer when he was young, and he never forgot where he came from. That's kind of interesting, folks. That presents the side of Saddam Hussein that the mass media in the United States and the West would never want you to know about. Yeah, this mass media in America, if they say someone's a bad guy, you should know this by now, folks. Invariably, those people that the owners of the mass media in America, the ones that they consider to be the bad guys, are not really so bad. And those that they consider the good guys, well, those people are not really so good. There is a happy medium that does fall somewhere in the center, I think, as I say, it's because of the need for an independent media that we have the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have newspapers like American Free Press and Idaho Observer and so many other good newsletters, monthlies, bi-monthlies out there, bringing you news and information that you can't get anywhere else. And, you know, I'm always pleased to say that American Free Press has worked to try to, and before that, the Spotlight, we've always worked to try to encourage people to set up independent newspapers. No, they're not competition for American Free Press. They are newspapers and publications that supplement the good work of American Free Press. Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer can tell you how the Spotlight worked to set up independent newspapers. And, you know, we need lots and lots of independent newspapers out there, folks. So if you can set one up, for God's sake, by all means, do it. Well, when we come back, some more commentary, folks. Lots to talk about here tonight. Stay tuned.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on this January 2nd, 2007. It's going to be hard to keep that 07 in mind for the next couple weeks, paying the rent and paying the bills and all those other terrible things that take money out of our bank accounts like taxes and all that other stuff. But it is 2007. Well, folks, I mentioned this business about the U.S. death toll in Iraq reaching 3,000 people, and this was announced, this was the January 1st, 2000 headline in the Washington Post. U.S. toll in Iraq reaches 3,000. Well, right beside it is a big story, a feature story, right there in the front page, showing a young lady sitting beside a row of tombstones at Arlington National Cemetery. The headline for that story reads, "Cold Ground for a Summer Love. Arlington shelters the memories of a young Virginia Marine's romance." And it proceeds to tell the story of this 19-year-old girl who lost her boyfriend in Iraq. He was killed August 30th in Iraq at age 19. Well, folks, this story, I was so startled by it when I looked at the picture of this young woman sitting in front of these tombstones. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tombstones in the foreground, or at least she's sitting in the foreground, and these 7 tombstones are immediately behind her. And the tombstone of her boyfriend is the one that stands out. It's almost as though the particular markings on that particular tombstone have been made to stand out. The other tombstones have crosses at the top. But the tombstone of this young lady's deceased boyfriend, who's buried there in Arlington Cemetery, has a Star of David. Now, folks, I'm here to tell you it's not a coincidence that on the very day, January 1st, 2007, when the Washington Post is reporting that the U.S. death toll in Iraq reaches 3,000, that the Washington Post has this story about a Jewish United States Marine who got killed in Iraq 6 months ago, no less. And here's a story about his girlfriend coming every day to mourn him or every weekend at Arlington National Cemetery. Now, on this program several weeks ago, we talked about the fact that in the motion picture Patton, about General George Patton, it began with General Patton standing in a wartime cemetery, I believe in France during World War II, and that there were more Stars of David evident than there were crosses, as though for some reason there was just an inordinate number of Jewish soldiers killed. The implication was that there was an inordinate number of Jewish soldiers killed in World War II, or at least that were buried in that cemetery. And here we have this same phenomenon on the front page of the Washington Post. Now, folks, this girl is mourning her boyfriend, a 19-year-old girl mourning her boyfriend. That's very sad, folks, yes. And I'm sure the young Jewish Marine was a very, very patriotic young man, and he risked his life just like the other Marines and other soldiers did in Iraq. But I can tell you, folks, that it would have been more appropriate to do a story about a young wife, even a young Jewish wife mourning her dead husband, or some children mourning their dead father, than some 19-year-old girl mourning her boyfriend. But that having been said, the fact is that the point that was being driven home here, with the camera evidently focused, or the artwork evidently, I mean, I swear, folks, this artwork was altered, such that this tombstone was so sharp and that Star of David stood out. It's more of the same, folks. I don't think it was an accident. I'm not saying it was a conspiracy. It wasn't a conspiracy. It was just typical of the kind of propaganda that we get in the mass media. Very subtle, but very, very real. You know, it's interesting. The Post does point out on January 2nd that the majority of Americans have been largely unaffected. Excuse me. The majority of Americans have been largely unaffected by what's going on in Iraq. You know, there's young men and women being killed almost every day, as we know all too well. And they're from little towns and rural areas all over the United States. And, of course, here in the Washington area, we get a few stories about people like this young Jewish Marine who was killed in Iraq 6 months ago. But for the most part, most Americans are not affected by this war. They don't understand really what this war is about, and that's the real tragic thing, because Americans, for the most part, who support this war, and there are still a remarkable number of them who do so, they think it's a glorious thing that we have our wonderful president out there getting the bad guys like Saddam Hussein. But, you know, the Post had this story, and they have this 23-year-old Army Sergeant Doug Schepansky. Shows a picture of Mr. Schepansky with a very large scar on his face, a metal holding his jaw together, and he has lots more reconstructive surgery ahead. And he says he finds people staring at him in the street, and he says, sometimes I'll make up stories and tell them it was a shark attack or a skateboarding incident. Then when I tell them the truth, they look at me all weird and say, what? You got blown up in Iraq? Mr. Schepansky says they don't know what to say. That's very telling, folks, because what that tells us is that most Americans really have no concept of what war is all about. The veterans who've been over there, the veterans who fought in World War II and Korea and Vietnam and found their lives ruined and their bodies wrecked, they have a far better understanding of it than the rest of us do. And I say very forthrightly, thank God that I was never put in the line of fire. And I say, God forbid that any more Americans are put in the line of fire to have their faces ripped up like this young gentleman, Mr. Schepansky. But isn't that funny? Americans don't know what to say. You know, they don't know what to say to someone who faced the reality of this conflict. And yet many of these people who are speechless are the kind of people who are the most enthusiastic advocates of this war. And that they started advocating it in the first place, and they're still saying, well, we've got to support our president. Our president. Is he really our president? We could go on about that. We know all about vote fraud. We know about vote scam. We know about how the computers can be rigged. We know what happened in the 2000 election, and we know what happened in the 2004 election, and yet somehow this guy is still running things. But, you know, every once in a while, a little bit of truth comes out. And you know what Bush and his corrupt gang did to Iraq? You know, as I say, the truth comes out. And here we have Fareed Zakaria writing in the Washington Post. He talks about, you know, we had mission accomplished. But, you know, here's what Fareed Zakaria writes. And Fareed Zakaria is the editor of Newsweek International. So this guy's a mainstream journalist. He says that during those first crucial months after the United States went into Iraq, Washington disbanded the Iraqi army, fired 50,000 bureaucrats, and shut down the government-owned enterprises that employed most Iraqis. In effect, the United States dismantled the Iraqi state, leaving a deep security vacuum, administrative chaos, and soaring unemployment. He goes on to say, we did not give them a republic. We gave them a civil war. Now, you know, I don't fault any of these Shiite Muslims who are celebrating the demise of Saddam Hussein. I'm not going to take a position in this conflict between the Shiites and the Sunnis. And, of course, Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. But I can tell you this much, folks. The people who are celebrating the death of Saddam are not necessarily celebrating. The real people who are really celebrating, I should say, the death of Saddam, those are the Israelis and their friends in the Jewish lobby in the United States, because they know that the death of Saddam is just another bomb being thrown into an already explosive situation. What is happening in Iraq right now is what the Israelis want. This has been part of the Israeli plan for a long, long time, to break up the Arab countries of the Middle East. You know, as I always say, most people would like to have their neighbors living around them peacefully, but not the Israelis. They relish this. They love to see the Sunnis and the Shiites fighting one another. And then, of course, the death of Saddam in a totally crooked legal proceeding, an illegal proceeding, let's call it what it is. And then his murder, it was not a private, sedate execution, criminal justice. We've seen these videos, these horrible videos of Saddam being killed. And you know, he died with great dignity. For those who like George Bush, I hope that if George Bush is ever found guilty of war crimes, as he should be, and then sent to the gallows as anyone convicted of the war crimes that George Bush has committed should be, I hope that George Bush conducts himself with as much dignity as Saddam Hussein, but I doubt that we would find it. I think George Bush would squeal like a stuck pig. But in any case, let's not celebrate the death of Saddam Hussein, because celebrating it just leads to more tragedy and more death and more destruction in the Middle East. And those people who are responsible for it, I guarantee you, and I'm not even talking about the Shiites, folks. I'm not talking about the current Shiite government in Iraq. I'm talking about the real people who set this whole situation up in the first place. There is definitely a special place in hell reserved for these people, and they are going to burn, folks. And I would just love to step down there for a day or two and help put the coals on the fires, just to see them burn and squirm. Stay tuned for more when we come back. Then we're going to go to the calls. We've got some people lined up, Mike, Ron, and Jeff. Stay tuned, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, I know you've been asking yourself, why has he not mentioned his sponsor, Headache Dagon, the all-natural cure for headaches? The reason why, folks, is because I want to tell you a real live story about this wonderful product. Now, as I always remind you, you've heard it before, you're going to hear it again and again and again. I was using this product and very happy with it before I even knew that they were going to be my sponsor. And then, lo and behold, of course, I found out that one of my colleagues, Sharon Ellsworth, the advertising director for American Free Press, was using the product and using it very successfully. Well, this weekend, folks, a friend of mine popped in, and while he was here, he said, you know, he says, do you have any Tylenol? He says, I've got a headache. Well, of course, I don't have any Tylenol around here, and I wouldn't have any Tylenol around here, but I said to him, without my general advertising pitch, I said, here, try this.
Hey.
And I gave him a couple pills of Headache Stay Gone. And I want to tell you that in the next 10 or 15 minutes, this friend of mine took the pill, and he says to me, those pills really worked. And I said to him, well, that's right. They do work, and that's why I'm very pleased to advertise them on my radio program. So there, folks, is another, well, this isn't a first-hand account, but there is a second-hand account that I witnessed myself of someone who uses Headache Stay Gone. And as I say, I'm very proud to have them as my sponsor here on this program. If you have not tried Headache Stay Gone, check out the website at headachestaygone.com or give them a call at their toll-free number, 800-327-0727. And, you know, if any of you out there have tried the product, call us right here in the air and tell us about your experiences, good or bad. But I don't think you're going to have a bad experience because this is a good product. Okay, folks, that having been said, I had a few more items I wanted to go into, but I'll tell you what, we've got some callers lined up, and I'm going to go ahead with them right now. We'll come back to some of these other items later. Let's not let these nice, patient people get impatient. We got Mike in Arizona. Mike, come on up.
Yes, hello, Michael. How's things today?
Well, I'm here thanks to Headache Stay Gone and lots of other natural products. How about you?
Great. Well, still kicking above ground. Hey, I got a couple comments about this Saddam deal.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, there seems to be a lot of speculation of if it was or if it wasn't or it was a double or anything. I'm speculating that chances are that it was Saddam because he was the one that knew all the secrets about Rumsfeld and the chemical weapons and Bechtel and everything. So they needed to get rid of him to kind of tidy up the deal.
I think you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, you know, I watch the, we have the BBC on it for a half an hour, the world news every morning here in Phoenix. And they pointed out that Saddam was actually only charged with the death of 8 people, not the 148. If you listen to them real carefully, they say, oh, Saddam and his co-defendants are charged with the death of 148 people.
Mike, I didn't know that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. That's very, very interesting in and of itself.
Yes, sir. And, you know, you had mentioned earlier about how the media can craft it. They'll talk about Saddam being, you know, a bad guy when he may have well been a good guy. And the truly bad people, they'll paint them as real good people. Like, just let's take a good example. Ariel Sharon, you know, he's portrayed as a man of peace. And there was when Israel illegally invaded Lebanon back in 1982, and then they massacred all those Palestinian refugees at Shatila and Sabra. Now, the Israeli intelligence puts the number between 600 and 900 people. The Red Cross said it was about 2,700. Then after that, then the Israeli court tried Ariel Sharon and found him responsible for those deaths. Now, with Saddam, with this assassination attempt, these people, they did get a trial, and people go, oh, well, what kind of a fair trial did they get or anything? So then I have to offer up this kind of question. What kind of a trial did the people at Sabra and Shatila have?
Good point. You know, actually, when it comes right down to it, as you were talking there, Mike, it reminds me, I read a biography, a critical biography of Ariel Sharon. It was actually written by an Israeli some years ago. And they pointed out that Ariel Sharon had blood on his hands, the butchering and murdering of Palestinian Christians and Muslims going back to the 1940s and 1950s. So although we do hear a little bit in the West about Sabra and Shatila, Ariel Sharon's murderous behavior went far further into the past. So good example, good comparison there, Mike. Or good
Very
contrast
good.
In this case, yeah.
Okay, hey, thanks. Later.
All right, thanks for your call, Mike. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, we have a break coming up here, but fire away, and then we'll bring you up after the break.
Well, that was good commentary from Mike from Arizona. That was very good. Let me just also remind you that Ariel Sharon was responsible for the assassination. Oh.
Yeah, hang on there, Ron. Yeah, sure. I told you that break was coming up. All right, folks, Michael Collins Piper here with quite a raft of callers, and we'll come back with Ron from Oklahoma.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy, you guessed it, of Headache Stay Gone. Check them out at headachestaygone.com. Let's go back to Ron from Oklahoma. Ron, you were about to make a point.
Yeah, I think that, you know, somebody, American Free Press or somebody, needs to do a contrasting article between Ariel Sharon and Saddam Hussein and compare them side by side. And I think it'd be very interesting. Ariel Sharon was also guilty in violation of every code of law or ethics, Geneva Convention. Under his command, had 283 captured Egyptian soldiers killed during the 1967 war. And he thought then that the USS Liberty had picked up the transmissions, and that's one of the reasons why they attacked the USS Liberty and was to try to silence that. But just a couple of points about Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein is the victim of the worst kind of slander possible. He was one of the greatest rulers of the Mideast. He was the only non-sectarian government in the entire Mideast. His Ba'athist party, the reason they were able to keep the Shiites and the Sunnis apart was that they were non-religious and non-sectarian, and they just ran the government without the religious thing going. Osama bin Laden and all of the militant Islamists hated Saddam Hussein. And,
that's exactly right.
And those kinds, the only way that you're going to get any kind of reasonable government under those conditions is to have a strong leader, and that's what Saddam Hussein was.
That's why the Israelis hated him so much.
Absolutely. And, you know, he was the United States' client. You know, in the war with Iran, the Israelis and the Israelis supplied both sides. They supplied both Iran and Iraq because they wanted to keep them at each other's throats. But the United States is the one that supplied Saddam Hussein with the gas and encouraged him to keep the Kurds under control because the Kurds, they wanted to establish Kurdistan. And that was not to Turkey's interest, and Turkey being an ally of the United States, we weren't interested in that either. So, you know, it was all by all he was doing was following what the United States wanted him to do. And another, I hope somebody puts together some kind of a film on Iraq before and after. Iraq was the most cultured, sophisticated, a beautiful city in the Mideast. I mean, sidewalk cafes, you'd think that you were in Paris or someplace. And compare and contrast it to now.
Ron, listen, let me, you know, this is interesting because, you know, the Washington Post on December 30th, after Saddam was murdered, and that's what it was.
Absolutely.
They had a very long article about Saddam. And buried in the midst of that article is some truth, absolute truth. And let me just read this. This is what the Washington Post, this isn't Mike Piper or Ron from Oklahoma talking. This is the Washington Post. The Washington Post said, and I quote, "He created a secular Middle Eastern state known for its vibrant university and public health systems and relatively open to Western values compared with countries in the region governed by strict religious codes. He also built roads and bridges, launched literacy campaigns, and provided free hospital care for Iraqis." And, of course, and this is me talking now, of course, for our women's livers out there, Saddam Hussein was not one of these guys who made women run around in exotic garb. Women were served in Saddam's government. There was widely flourishing opportunities for women in Iraq. And this is the guy that when the United States turned against him and the Jewish interest decided that Saddam had to go, he was made out to be the biggest villain since Adolf Hitler.
Absolutely. And, you know, since the United States has done its democratization gambit there, so-called, 1.8 million Iraqis have fled the country. It's cost the United States over 3,000 lives and over $200 billion of our tax dollars, and 16,000 soldiers wounded that we're going to be paying for their disability for the rest of their lives. And the United States is responsible for hundreds of thousands of Iraqis' deaths. Now, you contrast that to what they charge. The maximum that they ever charged Saddam Hussein with was 3,000. And, you know, and that's down to 142. And now Mike says, you know, that's really eight or something
eight people,
like that.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and compare that to what the misery that George Bush has created. And
both
the United,
for Iraqis and for Americans and for people
absolutely.
All throughout the Middle East.
And the only one that benefits, the only country that benefits from this is Israel. Everybody else loses. Thank you, Michael. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Ron. Very good call. Appreciate that. Let me give you another quotation here, again from the Washington Post, folks. You know, we brag about democracy and how we wanted to bring democracy to Iraq and freedom and liberty and justice and all this. Okay, here is the Washington Post. Says Hussein's final days were rife with controversy. Many human rights groups criticized his death sentence as unfair and marred by procedural flaws. There was failure to disclose key evidence to Hussein's attorneys, as well as violations of the basic rights of the defendants to confront witnesses. That's Saddam, the defendant, rights activists said. The first presiding judge resigned. Iraqi politicians routinely denounced the tribunal as weak. Three defense attorneys and a witness for Saddam, that is, defense attorneys for Saddam and a witness were assassinated. Outbursts by the second chief judge undermined his impartiality, the activist said. Okay, that's buried in a very, very long story in the Washington Post about Saddam Hussein. But as I say, you can find truth even in the pages of the Washington Post. But these truths aren't being broadcast in the mass media in America, in the mass media's radio and television, which presented Saddam Hussein as the biggest gangster and criminal on the face of the planet since Adolf Hitler. And, you know, again, just to show you how even the Washington Post, in printing truths, can also resort to twisting the truth. They refer to the fact that Iraq entered a period of more than a decade of UN sanctions that restricted imports of sensitive materials and further impoverished the Iraqi people. The country's economy worsened, and shortages of food and medicine reportedly caused widespread suffering and malnutrition. Which says Iraq entered a period. Well, Iraq, it makes it sound like the Iraqis wanted to do that, or that Saddam Hussein led Iraq into that period. No, folks, that period of UN sanctions were imposed by the United States, putting pressure on the United Nations, and two consecutive United Nations Deputy Secretaries General who were responsible for the programs to help the Iraqi people resigned in disgust. I've met both of those guys. I've sat at dinner tables with both of those guys, Dennis Halliday and Hans von Sponeck. I met them when I was in Malaysia this past fall, as we were guests of Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, the former prime minister. These guys resigned in protest because of this. So Iraq only entered that period because the United States imposed it on Iraq after the 1991 Iraq War. The United States did this to Iraq and to the Iraqi people and caused them all this suffering. And it's Saddam Hussein that was dropped at the end of a rope. All I can think is somebody else that should have been standing on that platform with a rope around his neck. Oh, yes, indeed, I can. And, you know, if this world were a just world, that person that I'm thinking of would be taken up on charges of war crimes and very quickly found guilty by any impartial jury, and then he would be taken out and hung. And it would be done in a judicial way, not in an extrajudicial way as was done with Saddam Hussein. God almighty, folks. Well, you know, Saddam Hussein is just the latest victim of the New World Order, and that's exactly what he is. But I can tell you, they are gearing up to try to make a victim of the president of Iran. Today, the Washington Times, this pro-Israel rag that's published daily here in the nation's capital, Republican conservative rag, says in an editorial, the International Association of Jewish Lawyers and Jurists, it's not the International Association of Zionist Lawyers and Jurists, it's the International Association of Jewish Lawyers and Jurists, argues persuasively in a new report issued in conjunction with the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs that Mr. Ahmadinejad is actively attempting to incite genocide against Israel. And that report, they say, is endorsed by Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel. Well, in other words, what they're saying is, in part here, in fact, they say it's because that when President Ahmadinejad hosted this recent conference on the Holocaust in Iran, he was inciting genocide. Well, as you know, I attended that conference. So did lots of other people from around the world. I doubt very much that they're going to charge me with inciting genocide, but then again, they might. They might charge American Free Press with inciting genocide by carrying its full-length report this week. God knows, they might just decide that the Republic Broadcasting Network, by allowing me to go on the air and report about this conference, they could very well decide that the Republic Broadcasting Network is inciting genocide. Now, of course, absolutely none of that is true, but yet you have this very influential International Association of Jewish Lawyers and Jurists saying that the president of Iran is guilty of inciting genocide. This is what we're up against, folks. They would love to drag up the president of Iran and do to him just what they did what they did to Saddam Hussein. And believe me, folks, you know, it could happen. This is a very, very scary world we live in. Okay, well, we have some more callers here. Let's go to Ben in New York. Ben, come on up.
Hello, this is Jeff from Chelsea.
Oh, okay, Jeff?
Yes,
Jeff,
I'm right here.
Well, Jeff, you're here. Go ahead. I thought we had Ben. Jeff, go ahead.
Well, you know what I was thinking about? New Year's Eve. You know what I did for New Year's Eve?
What's that?
I went up to a good friend of mine's house way up north, out of the Boston area, and this is where the conversation's going, which is Boston and the cities of America are the most vulnerable at New Year's Eve. Our government can pull anything on that day and declare martial law instantly.
Well, they didn't do it this time, but, you know, I'm not going to rule it out that they would do it some other time. I tend to think, Jeff, that if they're going to try anything to set up martial law, that they're going to hit the heartland. They're going to hit a football game in Texas, or probably not in Texas. That's George Bush's home state. A football game in the middle of Nebraska or in Ohio or somewhere like that. That's what my fear is. I don't want to see any American
innocently
murdered anywhere on the face of the planet, whether by the U.S. government or by any other government. But we know what kind of corrupt government we have. We know what they're capable of. God forbid it should happen.
Well, then also, too, here's the flip side of the coin. We ought to pull every troop out of the Middle East and just secure our own borders like I've been saying for ages. That makes sense to me. That makes the most sense because who knows? There could be real Muslim terrorists in this country who have been incited by us being in the Middle East that can do something with the backup from Russia and China. That's another angle that people have to look at, too. And they could do that at any time. Suitcase nukes are for real. And you know what? Once martial law hits, there won't be any kind of communications. Transportation will be shut down. I mean, it will be doomsday, basically.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but you're absolutely right, Jeff. Although I'll tell you something, I don't think that either Russia or China would have any vested interest in turning the United States into a martial law state under the control of the Zionist gang that's ruling George W. Bush. Because if they did that, they would be setting themselves up to deal with a nation and its nuclear arsenal, that is the United States, that are in the hands of people who really have a great desire to conquer the world using our national resources and our military might to do it. So I don't have any great fear of the Russians or the Chinese doing anything like that. I have bigger fears of our so-called fellow Americans like George W. Bush and people who dictate his policies.
Well, all to say is this, any way you slice the bread, the results are going to be the same.
Well,
regular Americans are going to get the shaft.
You know, sad but true. Jeff, thanks for your call.
Good thing. Have a good one.
Yeah, let's go to Ben from New York. Ben, are you there?
I wanted to say that I totally agree with what you said a few minutes ago about our leader. This morning I was watching a report on the news, and he was giving the eulogy to our former president, and he used the words that former president was honest and courageous. Two things that this particular president lacks.
That's right.
I would call him dishonest and a coward. Just like when you mentioned that Saddam Hussein faced his killing, you know, in a decent way. Because I was looking at him and he was very much into himself, and I remember one thing that one of his guards said, that he was blaming him for destroying Iraq, and he told him that it was to the contrary. With him at the helm, Iraq has progressed immensely.
Absolutely.
And you just said the same thing a few minutes ago.
Absolutely.
Michael. And it's a sad chapter, and but I think that in all of this, Michael, the Israelis are the ones that are always benefiting. I believe that they are dancing all around that Saddam is not there anymore, because they really saw in him as someone as being a threat to Israel.
That's
and
right.
I think that now the country that's left is Iran, because I don't think Syria can do too much.
No, that's right, and Iran is definitely in the gun sights, and you know, George W. Bush is not about to back off. There's no sign of it.
No, not at all. Michael, one other aspect that I wanted to mention when you mentioned about that we knew what happened with the election here, with how the computers can be racked.
Yeah,
well,
Ben, hold that thought. We have a break coming up. We'll bring you up when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, D.C. on RBNLive.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper wrapping up this hour. We've got Ben from New York on the line. Ben, go ahead.
Yes, Michael. Also, Michael, with the issue of our wrecked voting machines, you know, I find it strange that a lot of people, well, not that they didn't know, they knew all along that those machines could be sabotaged, because I listen to a lot of news out of South America. And you know, Michael, Venezuela in particular, when they came with a referendum to see if Hugo Chavez would be a candidate again, they flatly, outright said that those computers could not be trusted because they was a flat-out sabotage altogether.
Well, that's it.
With the same men back in.
You see, that's the whole thing. You know, Americans like to think that there's corruption abroad, but they really, Americans are so good, really, that they just can't bear to face the fact that our elections in this country are run by the media, literally run by the mass media. It's the mass media companies that control the vote count in this country, and they control the vote count through manipulating the computers. You and I know it, and that's why we need to let more and more people know it, Ben.
Correct. Michael, all the best to you, like always. That's
all right.
Why
Happy New Year to you and yours, Ben.
Likewise, Michael. Thanks a lot.
All right. We got one more caller, Joe Field from California. Joe,
Mike,
what do you think?
Happy New Year, Ambassador Piper.
Same to you, Joe.
You know, something occurred to me today. You know, when European nations in America, when we could consider them to be Christian nations, throughout history, when a war ended, there was something called chivalry. They let the vanquished go on, sometimes to exile. That's what they did with the Kaiser after the First World War. That's what they did with Napoleon. He was exiled twice. But as soon as nations come under Jewish control, it seems like everything is hell-bent on revenge.
That's right.
We go to World War II when they literally slaughtered the leaders of National Socialist Germany, with the exception of Hermann Göring, who escaped the hangman's noose. We go to every war that was fought after that for the Jews in the Middle East, and we see it continuing today. This is nothing but revenge. It's a modern-day Haman's feast.
Right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
And you know, it sickens me because I look at the way that man died. Now, you know, there's a lot of stuff floating around the Internet. Was it him? Was it? Wasn't it? And I think it was. I think sometimes we can get a little out of hand with all the different conspiracies everyone's looking for. There are real conspiracies to deal with. But I looked at the way he died, and that man died like a hero, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely right.
And
absolutely right.
And I can only imagine that drooling chimpanzee we have in the White House, I could only imagine him in the same situation. I think he'd be screaming and kicking all the way to the gallows and begging for mercy, because he's not a man. That man is nothing but a little mentally challenged puppet, and it's pathetic that the criminals of this world get to rule, and the heroes are murdered by them.
Murdered, and that's exactly what they did to Saddam Hussein, Joe. They murdered him. They broke his neck at the end of a rope, and you know what? There will be a day of the rope someday.
There will, and I hope we're both judges, Mike.
I hope so, too, Joe. I'd be proud to serve with you on that kind of tribunal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's say a prayer not only for all those thousands of Americans who've been killed in Iraq and butchered, but also for the Iraqis and also for Saddam Hussein. What a terrible, terrible thing this has all come to. And it's not going to be good for America, and that's why we also need to say a prayer for America. God bless America, ladies and gentlemen.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.